Jesus, you will trust him, and you'll do the things he says to do. When you have this kind of faith, he saves you from the punishment that comes from doing wrong.
Acts 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Back with another show of scripture readings. There will be two readings in each segment of this podcast. All readings will be read from the New International Version. The first reading is from Acts chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. And the second reading comes from Psalms 67 in its entirety. Hear the word of the Lord. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Tros we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. Psalm 67 in its entirety. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us. May your ways be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the people praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God and our God will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. At the break, we will listen to a song entitled Something in the Water by Carrie Underwood.
Wasting
The second segment of this podcast will consist of the readings from Revelations chapter 21, verse 10, and verses 22 through 27, followed by chapter 22, verses 1 through 5, and lastly, John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be bright into it. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. And now from John's Gospel. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him and will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remain with you of everything I have said to you, and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you will be glad that I am going to my Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. The word of the Lord. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let the hearers and every listener be blessed as they apply your word to their daily living. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The closing song is entitled, Things Are Gonna Get Better. Things Are Gonna Get Better by Ricky Dillard.
How many believe that things are gonna get better? It doesn't matter what's been going on. Do you believe that things are gonna get better? Come on.
Just touch yourself tonight and say, better. better wait and see. Tell somebody, don't run from it. Don't try to get away from it. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, y'all, are not worthy to be compared to the glory that's about to take over all of our
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.